KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
All right, we want to. I'm going to start the segment with this quote: "Success in sports is more than personal or team achievement. It's about using our God-given talents to bring honor to Him." That's a quote from Mike Blanc, the Executive Vice President of Pro Sports at FCA. And our discussion today in this segment is going to be somewhat, what does it mean to give God the glory in sports? And to help walk us through that, David Bundrick, he's the Fellowship of Christian Athletes Rockies Regional Director of Talent Advancement. David, thanks for taking the time today.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Well, I want to direct our listeners to FCA.org. And actually, more specifically, if you're in the Rockies area, it's RockiesFCA.org. FCA, you know, I know friends in the 80s and 90s that were well involved. I'm giving away my age a little bit, in FCA. Here in the Albuquerque area, but for those who may not be familiar with FCA, if you could walk us quickly through us, a little bit of the history, vision, and mission of the organization.
Yeah, you bet. Fellowship of Christian Athletes was formed back in 1954, and really our founder was bothered by, he saw these professional athletes and these athletes of influence using their influence to sell cigarettes and other things. And he's like, I know there are Christian athletes out there, like, and this is a great platform to not sell something, but to share Jesus and the gospel. And so he set out, created Fellowship of Christian Athletes to train up and inspire, equip coaches and athletes to use their influence to share Jesus Christ.
And continued to do that really on a nationwide basis here in the United States. I hadn't even thought about that. Is this an international organization?
We are. Yeah, we're represented around the globe. And then here in the U.S., FCA divides the U.S. into 15 regions, so hence the Rockies region. And every region partners with another region of the globe. And so, like the Rockies region, we partner with Australia, New Zealand, the South Pacific Islands, Papua New Guinea. So, yeah, we work together with them, and that's how we cover the globe.
Okay. You say Australia, first thing I'm going to tell you, first thing that comes to mind sports-wise is rugby. I don't know what else, I don't know if they go ride kangaroos or what, but.
That's huge. Rugby is huge there for sure.
So each year there's a theme for FCA. This year, proven is the theme. Do you want to speak to that at all?
Yeah, absolutely. When FCA revealed this was our theme, I was really excited because as athletes, probably not even just athletes, everybody, our tendency is to try to prove our worth, right? Prove our self-worth to ourselves, to family, people around us, as athletes trying to earn that spot on the team, maybe going for being team captain. And it's all about proving. But Jesus came and he solved that for us, right? God proved everything through his son, Jesus Christ. And so we don't have to earn that grace. That grace is given to us freely by God through Jesus Christ and sacrifice and everything that he did. So the Christian faith is unique in that we don't earn our salvation. We receive that as a free gift. And then, our theme verse is John 15:8, which says, "My Father is glorified by this, that you produce much fruit and prove to be my disciples." So there's that prove. You know, when this verse was highlighted, that word produce bothered me. That we produce, that you produce much fruit. I'm like, wait, that sounds like an action verb there. Like, all right, we've got some work to do there. And I was talking to my son who understands Greek a lot better than me. I was like, all right, what's going on here? And he helped me understand that the word produce is really not the best translation. It really means to ferry or to carry or to bear much fruit. So we're just a conduit for God's grace and him working through us. And so our role is to simply to remain. If you look in that whole passage, John 15, the word abide is in there many, many times. So our role is to abide in God, abide in Christ, and let him work through us.
Yeah, you know, as you walked through that theme, proven, you know, all of us, whether, like you said, whether athletes, old, young, trying to, prove that, you know, we're the people that, we think everyone want us to be, everyone to me, I. And the truth is, and this, I think this will really, translate well into our conversation, but really as believers in Christ, we should be more focused on being ambassadors for him, to being image bearers of the God who saves. And that brings us, you know, somewhat into our conversation about athletes praising Jesus, after winning championships and actually, you and I were talking off the air, David, even losing championships, you know, opportunities that they have, in the, podium that they're given, to, instead of when the camera turns to them and the me, I, him, and we'll talk a little bit about the why David, how can athletes, give glory to God?
Yeah, that's very good. That's very good. You know, I think one way, which was modeled for us by some of the players on the men's soccer team in last night's loss, not sure when this airs, but the loss on July 6th at the World Cup, they still circled up and prayed. And I think that's, you know, it's easy to pray and give God the glory in our wins and our victories and successes, right? But do we also acknowledge God and thank him in the losses as well? And do we look for him there? And so I think to be consistent there is important. And, you know, several different ways that we talk about with our athletes, how do we reflect God's glory through the gospel? We teach people to share the gospel. How do you do that? We've got a tool called The Four, which is super simple. It's God loves you, sin separates you, Jesus rescues you, and what do you want to do about that? And so what is your next step? And so we train our coaches and our athletes to go through those themselves, and then how to share the gospel using that simple tool called The Four. We talk about how we are not worthy. When you're a successful athlete, everybody starts telling you how great you are, and it's easy to start believing that, right? But when we stand in front of God and we understand how holy he is, we understand, okay, we have all sinned, we have all fallen short. And then just receiving grace, we all need that grace, right? Because even professional athletes, we could name some of our favorite athletes, right? Their careers are very short-lived, and they've got a whole life outside of that. And yeah, maybe they were created, and part of them being created was that sport, but they're more than just that sport. And I think a lot of these elite athletes struggle with, if their only identity is in that sport, at some point, that's going to fail you. And you just can't be at the top of your game your entire life. It's just not going to happen. And so so when you're no longer at the top of your game, what are you left with? And right. That can be a hard spot to be in. And so once you understand that God brings grace and meaning and purpose beyond your sport, then that brings a whole new identity. We teach our athletes to be authentic, share authentically. And then, you know, it's faith versus superstition. If you wanted to be cynical about it, you could be like, oh, people are just treating God as a good luck charm. And we've maybe seen and experienced that before, but have faith. And again, give God the glory in the wins and the losses. Look for God, look for what he's doing. I once knew a professional baseball player. I didn't know him, but got to interact with him, ask him a few questions. And I was asking him similar kind of questions to what we're talking about. And he was talking about when he steps up to the plate, he's like, it's the most terrifying 30 seconds of your whole night right there. But he's like, his prayer that he prays is, God, help me put into practice, or help me put into this game what I've been practicing at and training at all week long, and really everything up to that point. He's not praying for, God, help me win this game. God, I don't think God has favorites in that way. He's not doing that, but just help me to perform well.
Yeah.
And then to your last point, last point I would make that you brought up is for our Christian athletes, be a window, not a wall, meaning let people see through you and see Christ in you. Not a wall. Don't put up this fake facade that's like, no, look at me, look at me, look at everything I'm presenting. I'm going to stand out in front of God and I'm going to receive the glory for me. No, let them see God in you and cause them to ask, why is that person different? Why are they not putting all the limelight on themselves?
Yeah, you know, and walking through this topic, I think when, you know, after a game, whether it's win or loss, and the microphone gets in front of an athlete who is a Christian, who gives glory to God in their comments, I think some people watch that and are like, why are they doing that? And actually, you touched on that a little bit in a couple places. I mean, one, in the theme for 2026 for FCA, proven. You brought up in that discipleship is part of, walking through who we are, as Christians. The other thing you brought up was practice, and practice makes permanent. And if you're practicing, well, if you're practicing good habits, the things you should be doing as an athlete and as a Christian, then those things are going to show themselves on the field and on the spiritual battlefield as well. So when someone sticks a microphone in front of you, you are prepared because you've practiced what you believe. And, you know, you mentioned, both of us mentioned discipleship, which I was taught a disciple is a disciplined student learner. And that discipline that comes in as a Christian, and as an athlete. And I just think there's a lot of, things, that, sports and athletics, it mirrors a lot of our walk with the Lord. And it's a great opportunity for Fellowship of Christian Athletes to connect with young athletes. And before we wrap up our conversation, I did want to kind of give you an opportunity for those not familiar with an FCA huddle, what that means in a community, if there's a school that has an FCA club, and how students interact with FCA in that way. If you could kind of just describe that model, and then kind of from there go into the state of FCA. Right here in New Mexico, I mean, we broadcast in Albuquerque, Santa Fe, Rio Rancho, Las Cruces, Cannon Air Force Base near Clovis, and Portales. So, pretty good coverage of the state and three of the universities here in New Mexico.
Yeah, thanks so much. The probably most people are familiar with FCA because of our on-campus model, the huddles, those regular Bible studies, where we're getting coaches and athletes together. And that is the backbone of our ministry. Our ministry started with a camp in Estes Park, Colorado. But then the athletes went back to the schools and like, hey, we need to keep this going. And so the huddles came out of that. And so those are where most people know us, is the FCA huddles, those discipleship opportunities. We call it E3, evangelism. Engage, equip, and empower. And we're running that model of ministry there. And those are, student-led on school campuses. And we have FCA staff all around the globe, as we talked about, and they are really local missionaries. They're raising support and financial support, and they are helping to equip those student leaders and those student athletes to lead those ministries on their school campuses. And New Mexico, we are burdened by and just praying for God to move greatly in New Mexico and raise up leadership there. And that's what we are currently lacking, just to be honest. And it bothers us, and we're not okay with that. And so we're actively pursuing and praying for leadership to rise up. We need a state director for New Mexico to lead the charge. And then for other leadership opportunities, could be a state leadership board, volunteers, men and women that have a heart and a passion to see Christianity in our faith be exercised through those athletes and coaches. Maybe exercise isn't the right word, but. To see that grow. And so if I've heard it put this way before, if this is maybe your holy discontent, like this is what's wrong in the world and it bothers you, reach out to us, reach out to our office, Rockies FCA, and let's have a conversation, and let's together pray that God would lead the right people to further this mission. We would be honored to have those conversations.
Well, and let me give that website again, RockiesFCA.org, RockiesFCA.org. If you just tuned in, we've been visiting with David Bundrick. He is the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, Rockies Regional Director of Talent Advancement, and would love to hear from you. Let me give a little bit of a challenge as well in that. If you're listening and maybe what David said struck a chord, I'm going to steal from Brian, who regularly joins us as the president of John Moore Associates, Brian Cochran, for our Friday financial update, who we'll hear from shortly, who stole it from John Moore, actually, on the topic, maybe you're retired, quote unquote. And Brian told me that John had told him, instead of retirement, I'm really striving for rehirement, and as a Christian being repurposed for what God has planned for you after you're done with your daily 9 to 5. It's not to say you shouldn't go relax some, and but maybe you have a little more time and can dedicate towards something like leading FCA in New Mexico. Before you decide you're not going to, my encouragement to you would be to go to RockiesFCA.org and have the conversation. Who knows what God has planned for you and for a lot of young people who are going to find the Lord through a ministry like this. David, am I hired?
You got it, man. You got it. Let's take that next step. No, and I would just add, maybe you're like, oh my gosh, state director, that's too much. There's many ways to get involved and to serve. We do have a few part-time FCA staff in New Mexico, but they're just not in a place where they can give it full-time attention. And so there are many ways to get involved. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, look for FCA at FCA.org. Of course, regionally, RockiesFCA.org. And on social media, you'll find them on Facebook, X, and Instagram. David Bundrick, thanks so much for your time and the work you've done and continue to do through FCA. And look forward to having you back on again.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.